As we head into the final weekend of January, there's plenty of time to figure out how you want to spend it. Tanya Pendleton curates our things to do listing at WHYY.org. She speaks with Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn.
Tanya, it's been cold. It makes it so hard to get motivated to leave the house, you know?
Absolutely, Jennifer. Well, we've got some hot choices that may make you want to leave that cozy fireplace. Let's start with tonight. It's Latin Night at the Lodge, which takes place at the Blue Cross River Rink as part of their Winterfest. There's going to be a live band and salsa and bachata lessons. It starts at 9 p.m., and that's for all ages, but you know you got to be 21 to drink. And it's recommended that you buy your tickets online, where you can also purchase discounted parking, and that's pretty cool.
You're assuming I know what bachata is. What is that?
Bachata is a dance music that originated in the Dominican Republic. Like salsa, but something a little bit different.
Get warm anyway as you're moving.
Absolutely. And that's not the only option for getting your dance on. On Friday night, starting at 5 p.m., the Art Museum presents Work It, a salute to ballroom culture. By ballroom, we mean the popular competitions in the LGBT community.
Does this event have anything to do with the museum's fabulous fashion exhibit?
It does. They are a co-sponsor, and if you're going to attend, you need to make sure that your fashion is fabulous as well.
Tanya, we're coming up on the Chinese New Year, which gets started on February 5th. And WHYY is right next to Ground Zero of celebrations with Chinatown right down the street.
And did you know that we have the distinction of having the very first authentic gate built by Chinese artisans? Here in Philadelphia at 10th and Arch. Chinatown is going to be home to many celebrations, but one of the city's first to ring in the Chinese New Year is at the Free Library's main branch. That event includes Tai Chi, yoga, music, a tea ceremony, a fashion show, and more. This all happens on Saturday, January 26th, starting at 10:30 a.m.
That sounds good. Take us to some other places outside of Philly.
Newark, Delaware. They're wrapping up their restaurant week, which ends on Sunday. 11 participating restaurants are offering 2- and 3-course lunches and dinners at special rates. And we'll have a link to those restaurants on WHYY.org/things to do.
Sounds like a great chance to explore some of Newark's top restaurant options, and they've really grown over the years.
Yeah, and in Jersey, Hammington's Eagle Theater is mounting a production of Ragtime, the Broadway hit that's based on the book written by E.L. Doctorow. That Broadway musical won 4 Tonys when it first came out in 1998.
I remember that was a movie as well with a young Elizabeth McGovern who went on to Downton Abbey fame as Cora Crawley.
And it was also Debbie Allen's first film role. And now, of course, she's going on to great fame as a director and a choreographer and a dancer. So, yeah, a lot of good people started out in Ragtime.
Tanya, you always have some good music choices for us. Who's around this week? Exposure when my pen hits tremendous.
Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect you through the future, see millennium. I am excited to announce that the Wu-Tang Clan is going to be here at the Franklin Music Hall tonight at 8:30. The 90s Hip Hop Collective is making one of their first appearances in Philadelphia in years.
Wait, with Ghostface Killah?
That's right.
RZA?
And Inspector Deck and all of them. They're all going to be here.
Yeah, and they have such a dedicated fan base. Thanks, Tanya. And we know you'll have more for us. All we have to do is go to WHYY.org/things to do.
That's right. We'll have info on some winter festivals happening in the tri-state area and what brings Dame Helen Mirren to town. It's not an acting role, believe it or not.